Brandon, every day, thousands of people asking on social media for bidding advice. Is that really the best place to go for bidding advice?
No, it is honestly probably the absolute worst thing you could possibly do. So they go on, you know, some chat room in Facebook and they're like, how do you bid? Blah, 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 blah. And they're asking 10, 50,000 people who they don't know, who don't know how to run a business, who probably can't even tie their own shoes. And they're asking them for bidding advice. And then you're going to take what these random individuals say and you're going to use that and affect your life. That's just foolishness.
It really is. And I know that we've talked about it on other times on another podcast. If you take advice from somebody, like you said, in Chicago, we're here in Minneapolis. Well, the Chicago market is very different than the Minneapolis market, or some of these people might be in LA or New York or Florida. Those are all different markets. So what they do down there isn't the same up here. I saw one website that actually had it laid out by square footage, and that painter had their dollar amount on there. The whole world could see that.
I think that's foolish, because basically what you're trying to do is you're trying to get the homeowner to bid the job for you. And that's not going to work, because homeowners say things are around this big and it's never bigger. It's always smaller. So then when they have this small number in their brain, and then when you go there and say, well, no, it's actually this bigger number, they're going to feel like you're going to bait and switch them. But the thing is, too, is like on these chat rooms, people give advice. There's a lot of well-meaning people out there. They'll say it should be X number of dollars a square foot. That doesn't take into account all the variables.
So you've been doing this a lot of years. You started your own business. You've talked about how you kind of lost your shirt on a bunch of jobs, and we didn't have the internet back, you know, when you started your business. How did you figure it out? Was it just, I mean, obviously trial and error, but what were those steps that you did?
A lot of it is a learning curve. I remember one of the first jobs that I bid, I so underbid it, the guy actually laughed at me and he chuckled and was like, yeah, you're hired. Even at that time, I'm like, oh no. And I lost my shirt on the job. I did a great job for him. I ended up getting another job from him. But the thing is, you have to A, be smart. You give a number, you obviously think about it ahead of time. Then when the job is done, you analyze how did I do? And then you adjust it accordingly. But then you also have to be smart enough that when someone that you know who is trustworthy and is in the trade gives advice, you have to listen.
I agree. And that does make a lot of sense. And even as you're on some of these social media platforms, I know you laugh at some of them because they're just silly. And oh, caveat, Pros Pondering Pain is the only social media platform that you should come for bidding advice, because we have all the answers. I'm sure you've seen some of that stuff on there where you're like, actually, that's a good little tip. I might try and incorporate that. So some of this you can actually utilize, but a lot of it, it's a trial and error or take it with a grain of salt type stuff.
Yes, I don't want to come across like I'm bashing individuals who are asking for help, because we are all in the helping business. But the reality of the situation is you need to know who and how to ask. And throwing blanket statements out to literally the world, it's just not smart. I realize that this is all that people can think of, but you know, the reality is it's going to require work on your end. That's just the reality. And most people don't want to do the work. And frankly, they should not be in business.
Yeah. If you can't bid a job, you can just go hang up your tools and go do something else that doesn't require you to actually think and to go take care of a customer. If you don't want to take that base responsibility of how the steps to learn it, go home.
Yeah. Or just work for somebody else. I mean, there's a lot of good painters that aren't running their own business. And there's reasons for that. If you find a good situation, be happy, because you are in the minority.
Exactly. Thanks, Ponderers. We'll see you next time.